It's time for the Dane Buy Local radio show. Let's get local. Each week, we are your connection to local as we talk with leaders of area businesses, nonprofits, and government. There are so many amazing people and organizations in our community, so let's get into it. Let's get local.
Hi, welcome in to another edition of Let's Get Local, live here from the Solidarity Realty Studios in Madison, Wisconsin on University Avenue. Jason Hafman, your host of the program. Happy to be here each week to talk with area businesses and nonprofits and keep you up to date with some of those people that are help shaping our community and making it unique and special and providing you with opportunities that you can't exactly find anywhere else. So that's what makes us unique here in the Madison region, and that's what our show is all about, highlighting those stories. We do have some exciting events to talk about later in the show. We'll also talk with Liza from the Empowered Caregiver Community, as she's got an upcoming presentation with Kristen, and that is coming up on Tuesday. So lots of things to get into. But before, here on the first half of the program, we have welcomed Shilpa Shankaran back to the show from Kosha Ayurvedic Spa to talk with her about her spa, about, you know, kind of telling people about what all the things that are offered there and why you should go check it out. So Shilpa, thanks for being on the show today. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having me. It's a beautiful day.
It is. So tell us first about your business. Give people the overview of what is Kosha.
Well, most people would understand that we are a full service destination spa. We're located at the Garver Feed Mill, which is a beautiful, special location. And what makes us different from other destination spas is we are focused on a practice called Ayurveda. And I'm happy to talk about that now or later. But generally, we have a beautiful sanctuary for relaxation, for meditation. We have a full service kitchen for our guests to receive nourishing meals. We have a large steam room and sauna for private use, and we have 7 treatment rooms, all of these which offer seasonal Ayurvedic services and foods.
Wow. So a lot of things kind of packed together there in one space that you offer, a lot of services, but they all tie together, right? Talk about that, the motivation behind that. Why is it so important to kind of have the food options along with the environment, along with the treatments and everything kind of packaged into one?
Yeah, so the practice of Ayurveda really it's a 5,000-year-old medical system in India, which always included the entire body. And nowadays we hear about the brain-gut connection. We hear about words like microbiome. And it was the principles of Ayurveda founded on that. So what that means is we balance the brain and we balance the internal organs, as well as what we put on our body, how we digest our environmental toxins, how we digest our emotions. All of those things are a part of the practice. So what we do at Kosha is we come full circle for you. You can come in for a warm oil massage or even a facial treatment with really good herbal ingredients that are going to heal you, absorb into your body. We can help you detox if you go into the steam and sauna to push out further toxins, and relaxing the mind in the sanctuary and closing the circle with nourishing you from the inside with family recipes.
We're talking with Shilpa Shankaran, owner of Kosha Wellness Spa in Madison, the Garver Feed Mill. You can check them out online at Kosha Spa, KOSASpa.com. Shilpa, there's really a lot of information on your website too. And so I think that's important for people, right? There's a lot of people like to browse and find out more about it. How was it for you to put that together to decide, okay, I want to put all this information out here so people have access to it, with the idea that we want them to come to us because we are the experts in this and can help them?
Yeah, the intention behind that is that Ayurveda is a daily practice, and it's making very small shifts. There's no one size fits all. And the way you know what to do is because you listen to your inner voice and you use the guidance of Ayurveda to help you determine what you need on a daily basis. There's no pill, and there are no big extreme things you need to do. So these small shifts are what make a fundamental difference. We're detoxing every single morning by doing simple things like drinking warm lemon water or scraping the tongue. And so in order to really make it a lifestyle practice and incorporating little things into your daily routine, you know, and growing that, of course, over time, we needed to offer all of that information, the videos, the guides, really support a person's continued self-care outside of the spa.
Now, you're talking about some really important things here as we're talking with Shilpa Shankaran over at Kosha Spa. Again, the website, koshaspa.com, K-O-S-A-spa.com. We all know in our society, in our daily lives, a lot of hectic pace, a lot of stressors. We carry a lot with us. We're not as active as humans as we used to be. There's so many different things there, right, that are contributing to kind of, you know, deteriorating our health. So it's important. We have to be intentional about it, right, Shilpa? And that's kind of what you're providing, but you're doing it in a way that's simple, that's learned, that can work into people's lives.
Yeah, exactly. And intentionality is really important. And I think there are so many fads and so many, there's even a lot of pressure, I think, from the media to take care of yourself and meditate and do yoga and eat all the right foods. And I think the most important thing is we take that pressure off and we just start to listen to what we need. And when you take small steps toward what you need, you start feeling better, and then you can take more steps, and then you can take more like that. And I think after, especially because of the pandemic, people are more ready for that and more prepared to take their well-being into their own hands and look at the world in a different way and start to shape their own future.
Let's talk about the environment over at Kosha Spa. Okay, Shilpa, I'm going to come into your place of business. Tell us about it. What does it look like? What does it feel like?
Oh, it's incredibly beautiful because we have such a special space here at the Garber Feed Mill. So Kosha is very simple in many ways. You won't see art or signs that say just breathe, because you need to hear your own voice. And to hear your own voice, we need to keep things simple for you and surround you with the natural elements. So we have a lot of water, we have a lot of natural art, all of our teas and snacks that we offer you, we make fresh on site every day with organic ingredients. The beautiful brick walls of Garver are really special. We even kept some of the graffiti from what Garver used to be known as, the Graffiti Museum. So we have some really cool graffiti that we kept in some of our rooms. The ceilings in our main sanctuary area are 20 and 25 feet high at its peak. And in the treatment rooms, you can see right to the beautiful original historic roof. So it's a very cool, eclectic, funky, and very natural and quiet place.
So give people an idea, as we talk with Shilpa Shankaran over at Kosha Spa in Madison at the Garber Feed Mill, which she was just describing, the beautiful space and opportunity you have to visit there and enjoy that. Shilpa, tell us a little bit more about the overview of the types of services you can get, you know, how people can package those together, what that looks like time-wise and experience-wise.
Yeah, so our main offerings include different types of massage, and most of our massage include very specialized herbal warm oil that we choose based on your specific needs. So everything is customized because we recognize that each person has a different need for a different balance. So we formulate and create our own oils and our own facial products for your specific needs. So you can get, for example, a facial, which would include, again, some warm oil on the hands and feet, very nourishing, very much about energetic grounding. Our massages are the same way. We also have really interesting Ayurvedic services, such as our bliss therapy, which is pouring warm herbalized oil on the third eye for over half an hour. And it puts you into a theta brainwave state, which is extremely restorative, good for anxiety and sleep. So we have those interesting options as well, if you kind of want to venture. And a typical day would be, and I would say set aside 3 or 4 hours just for a standard retreat at Kosha. You have a service, maybe 45 to an hour and a half, 45 minutes to an hour and a half. Afterwards, you can spend an hour private time in the steam and sauna, and you go back and forth between there and the cold rain shower to detox. And then you can hang out in our sanctuary, at which time we can bring you a meal.
Wow. Sounds fantastic. Two things you mentioned, I think, are things on most people's plates at this point are anxiety and improved sleep. Those are things where we're trying to reduce anxiety and we're trying to get better sleep. So I think a mm-hmm. lot of people would be interested in help with that.
Yeah. And I think most of the therapies are designed that way because, again, the brain-gut connection. So if we can bring your mind into balance, reduce that fight or flight kind of response state that you're in and regulate the nervous system, we're doing that in all of our services because that's going to help you on the inside. And then with the therapies on the outside as well, they're designed to relax the nervous system and detox you from all the things that we absorb. Even we absorb toxic ideas, right, and toxic feelings. And those certainly send chemical signals from our brain to our gut that can throw our microbiome off and fundamentally reduce in result in kind of toxic buildup in the system.
We're talking with Shilpa Shankaran over at Kosha Spa and Wellness here in Madison. We're going to talk more with Shilpa after the break. We'll talk a little bit about the backstory and what her business is kind of built on as well, and a little history about that. But Shilpa, I want to dive into that more with you after the break. But quickly before we go to break, just remind people again, the easiest ways to connect with you and see how what you're doing there. I mean, are there social media accounts you're active on, platforms? Tell people about the easiest ways to connect with you.
Yeah, we have a great website that you already mentioned, koshaspa.com, K-O-S-A-spa.com. You can call us. And you can pop into the spa anytime when we're open, which is Wednesday through Sundays at the Garver Feed Mill. Enjoy, you know, some of the other offerings here at Garver. And then we're also on Instagram and Facebook. Our Instagram is Kosha Spa Retreat. Kosha Retreat at Kosha Retreat. And honestly, I can't remember our Facebook page, but you could probably find it.
Kosha Wellness. I think you type that in, you find it right away.
Yes.
But also, all those things are connected right on the website. Again, it's Kosha, K-O-S-A, spa.com. We'll have more with Shilpa. We'll learn more about the backstory of her business and how it's all about family there as well. And they treat you like family at Kosha Spa. So we'll talk more with Shilpa Shankaran here after the break. Come on back in just a couple of minutes. And we're back here on Let's Get Local, sponsored in part by Evolution Financial. Check out more about Supec and her work at evolutionfinplan.com. We are talking today here during the first half of the program with Shilpa Shankaran over at Kosha Wellness Spa in Madison in the Garver Feed Mill. And Shilpa, you know, one thing I noticed right away in looking into your business was that it's all about family. So tell people about how you decided to create this business. And you started with family members. So that's really what the environment is there.
Yeah. The inspiration originally comes from my roots. I was born in India. I grew up, you know, in various parts of the country, and most of my childhood I spent in Middleton. And India was a faraway place for all of us. We had the practices at home. My parents made the great food, had the herbal remedies, the meditation, but we also, you know, we had hot dogs at home, and that's just, it was that kind of split lifestyle, split culture that most immigrants experience. And, you know, I ended up getting further and further away from that. I ended up as a management consultant. I traveled all the time. I was in San Francisco during the dot-com boom working with startups. And so my own health started to, I just lost sight of it. I lost sight of what I really needed. And in the process also found that I wanted to reconnect with my roots. So coming back to Madison was an opportunity. My husband and I, so the first family member was my husband really, and I talking about what we wanted at someday if we moved back to Madison, that we thought we could establish this place for community and bring it as an opportunity for both of us even to find our way back to our inner voice, our health, and my roots. And so that was the origin and the inspiration. And then, of course, my roots are embodied in my family. And My father's no longer with us, but he, you know, there are recipes that were made for him originally by my mom. And so you'll see those recipes and spices. My mother and my sister really inspired the kitchen and set it up and created all the recipes. And my sister had to spend a long time with my mom getting the simplest recipes from her because she would turn her back and then something goes in the dish and you didn't know it happened. And so really to get that established as a recipe that we could replicate regularly took a little time, and finding all the right ingredients. We use we use all local produce. A lot of the stuff still comes from my mom's garden or my garden. And we source from Indian farmers, small Indian farmers, organic farmers for our spices. So all of that was established by my mom and my sister, Sonia. And then my sister, Nandita, is a PR professional. And so she helped us launch, and she worked really closely with us on the branding and the PR. And we got some really great coverage early on so that we could get the word out there. And of course, now it's mostly my husband and I, and he's behind the scenes on most of everything. And we're just, my mom's here all the time, by the way, too, you know, doing, you know, putzing around in the kitchen and who knows what. Everyone's in and out of here. My sister's here today. So it certainly is a family business, but that is, I think, what people feel. That's sort of what you were mentioning earlier, is the difference between coming to us and some kind of corporate owned or hotel owned spa is that you feel that presence. I mean, even if I'm not physically here, and I am most of the time because it is my business, you feel the presence of the love and the care that's gone into everything. And my staff carries that with them, and they feel ownership over that mission of taking care of our community and bringing people to health and really letting people be who they are here and treating them like they've been welcomed into a home. And every, you know, and in an Indian household, people can't come in without being given something to eat and drink. And so that's really, there's lots of drinks all around the spa for different purposes. And we always want to serve you and help you and nourish you throughout the experience.
Yeah, a full, basically a full approach to health, or a complete total approach to health. And that's what they do at Kosha Spa here in Madison, Garver Feed Mill, talking with Shilpa Shankaran, the owner over there. But again, it's all about family and so much family involved. And I love that about your mom too, and the recipes, you know, a pinch of this, a pinch of that. What is that? That's what we need to find out to make sure we can do it more than just having her replicate those recipes. Another thing I know you offer, you talked about the space, Shilpa, is people can come in for events, right? Weddings and groups can rent the space. So tell us a little bit more about those services and opportunities for people.
Yeah, so we have, it's really popular for groups because people can come and connect and be taken care of, right? We're serving you. It's like your living room, only you don't have to do anything, and we can kind of customize the experience for you. But also it's you know, it's different from having a party or being at a bar or a restaurant where there's all the busyness of that, and it's people find a really intimate way of connecting with one another when they come. I have families who come, we have bridal parties, groups of friends. We have a large group here today. And the experience typically is everyone has an opportunity to have a service. And when you're not in a service, you have private use of the spa. And that includes the use of the sanctuary space with our cozy couches and our tea, and then private use of the steam and sauna to go back and forth between there. And then, of course, a meal is always included. So we'll bring out our nourishment. And there's quiet time. And today, for example, the group, we're going to give them a little, a brief overview of Ayurveda so they can understand how to start their self-care at home after leaving here today. But we customize it. You know, sometimes some people want pizza. We've brought pizza up from Ian's, which is here at Garver. Or somebody wants coffee from the coffee roaster. I've brought cupcakes from Bloom for birthday parties. But it's always really fun and lovely to see the different energy and the way people leave, you know, reconnected, I think, and reinvigorated.
So an amazing opportunities at the Kosha Spa in Garver Feed Mill, as we're wrapping up our time here with Shilpa Shankaran, owner over there, learning about the spa today. Shilpa, you also have products, right, that people can purchase online or can come into the place and purchase from you and take home with them for some care at home.
Yeah, so our pandemic baby was creating products. We turned our attention to creating things that we needed at the spa anyway, because we couldn't find anything with the quality of ingredients and sort of the effectiveness that we needed for Ayurvedic customization. So we have shampoo and conditioner and body wash, all very tailored to different hair and body types, using super clean ingredients and really powerful Ayurvedic herbs and aromatherapy, which also, as I mentioned before, you're working on the mind as well with these formulas. So hair care, body wash, and now we're doing skincare. And of course, we have teas and we have all kinds of lovely things, candles that you can buy that all are our formulation. And I do want to mention our cleanse, and we can get to that whenever you do, but we just are announcing our fall cleanse.
Fantastic. Shilpa, that is our time for today. Thank you so much. Check out more at koshaspa.com, KOSASpa.com. That's Shilpa Shankaran. Shilpa, thanks for what you're doing for people in our community to bring them and improve their health. We really appreciate that.
Thank you for letting me be here. This is fun.
Great to talk with you. We'll be back on the other side of the break, and we'll talk with John from Goodman's Jewelers. Welcome back to the show here. Let's Get Local. Jason Hapeman, your host of the Dane by Local Radio Show here on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. Also streaming at devilradio927.com, or you can download the self-proclaimed greatest app ever, the Devil Radio app, and catch this show and all the wonderful programs on this station anytime you want. And let's go beyond that. The Civic Media network of stations, as we're building out, just added another one, and we're working on more, thanks to Mike Crute and Sage and everyone involved here at the station. Luke, Brian, not Luke Brian, but Luke and Brian, you get it, you know the dueling tangent guys. Liz is helping out so many people, Alice, so many people joining in now in the group. And we are in Waukesha on the Shaw at 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Crudy always talks about that AM signal being beast of the east. And it's true. I picked it up in Green Bay last month. I was in Green Bay. Put it on 540 AM and I could hear Earl Ingram, the Earl Ingram Show. Pretty awesome. So if you're anywhere on the eastern seaboard or lakeboard, let's call it, here in Wisconsin, you can try 5:40 a.m. and you might pick it up right on the radio. Of course, the app's an easy way to get any of the stations at any point. We've got high school football that takes place on Bull Falls Radio, on the Shaw as well. Don and Johnny doing games for Waukesha South. So, and then of course, locally grown radio out of Wisconsin Rapids. Some great programming there, and new shows coming on all the time. So it is, it's building out, it's growing out, and we're excited about the direction of all things here at the station and our network of stations, I should say, because it really is a complete network now as we grow and build out. There have been a lot of things happening here recently, and you hear about some of the things, but we're trying to keep you connected with news, with insight, with information, keep you up to date with accurate information here. That's one of our big goals across the Civic Media networks. And also connect you with community like this show does. Like Kosha Spa. Did you know about it before you heard about it today on the show? If not, I'm glad you listened today. Shilpa Shankaran. The business means something to her and her family. And it's all about health and providing that service and providing an environment. And if you have not been to Garver Feed Mill, with all those wonderful businesses that are in there and the environment and the way that's been made over, man, it's a, what a great use of a historical building, and what a wonderful way to kind of group some local businesses together and kind of bring people into the spaces. So go check it out. Garba Feed Mill, Kosha Spa. Goodman's Jewelers, unfortunately, we did not catch up with John today, but that's okay. I can tell you a little bit about Goodman's Jewelers. John Hayes, the owner over there, Goodman's Jewelers, is a Dane by Local member, an active one at that. And I'm sure you heard plenty from Goodman's Jewelers about the good that they do around the community all the time. So much giving back, great perspective. They've been involved. They've been putting messages out that are impactful, that show their viewpoints on important issues and what they stand for. And at the same time, Madison's oldest and most trusted jeweler is their slogan, and they've been around such a long time, since 1933. Since 1933, okay, providing Madison with custom jewelry and opportunities to work with their wonderful staff over at Goodman's. So you can check them out. They're on State Street, 220 State Street. The website, goodmansjewelers.com, Goodman's Jeweler, M-A-N-S, jewelers.com. And, you know, John is so actively involved in the business still. So many there on the team that help out. They have a lot of great information on their website. And we know there's always things coming up, right? There's birthdays, there's anniversaries, there's weddings, Christmas, holidays, all kinds of things that you might take a look at Goodman's Jewelers as an option for a gift for one of those special occasions and some of those special people in your life. So again, we remind you about the good that Goodman's does, how good they are to work with, and how easy it is to connect with them. So Goodman's, G-O-D-D-M-A-N-S, jewelers.com to find out a whole bunch more. They also have posts and activity on socials. And again, great team to work with over there. And John Hayes, just one of the best people you could meet. So got to love Goodman's Jewelers, a Dane by Local member. We thank them for their membership and also thank them for what they bring to our community. Since 1933, Goodman's Jewelers here in Madison. I also want to inform you before we talk with Liza here in the last segment about some Dane by Local events coming up. So there are a number of events for DBL, like we talked about. Hopefully you've been hearing some of the promotions here on the station about the Dane by Local Car Show, which is actually next Saturday. So next Saturday, it's the Dane by Local Car Show presented by Fitchburg Family Pharmacy. Also, Madison B-Cycle is a big sponsor of the event. There's other sponsors and local businesses and organizations involved too. But if you go to danebylocal.com, all of the upcoming events are right there on the homepage. The car show, September 17th, next Saturday, is at McKee Farmers Park in Fitchburg from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Enjoy classic cars, hot rods, all kinds of vehicles there to look at. There's going to be a kids area sponsored by GHC. We will be, Devil Radio will be there, I'll be there, doing a two-hour live broadcast of this show with eight guests lined up for the 2 hours. Let's Get Local live from the event from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pizza Box, thank you for giving me your hour next week. Appreciate that. And so do those businesses that we get to feature and talk to, and organizations. The other part about the car show, it's mentioned briefly in the promotion, if you heard it on the station. The Dane by Local Car Show is helping raise money for Dane by Local, yes, but also raising money for veterans organizations, local veterans organizations, not the big monster national ones that, you know, we know they can raise money. These smaller, newer organizations that are finding holes, finding needs, and stepping up with very personal connections. The Ben Jackson Foundation, Ketchum's Got Your Six. The origin stories of those organizations are tough, are heart-wrenching. But what people are doing out of that to prevent those tragedies from happening again in the future, that's what investment in community means. That's what it looks like. So by participating, supporting that event next week, the Dane by Local Car Show at McKee Farms Park in Fitchburg, you're also going to be supporting some veterans organizations, some local ones that are trying to help at a local level with some important issues like PTSD, travel opportunities for veterans so they can make it home, things like that. Also, the Dane by Local Biz Awards is October 12th. October 12th. It's an evening event, open to the public, just like the car show is open to the public. We will not be doing Let's Get Local live from there. That's on a Wednesday night, October 12th. But opportunities to attend, celebrate local businesses and organizations that are really investing in our community, being highlighted by Dane by Local at that event, and a great opportunity to just get out and enjoy a wonderful night with some pretty outstanding people, if I do say so myself. Man, I love that event. It's a really great opportunity to connect with people, talk with them, see what they're all about. It's going to be over at Holy Wisdom Monastery in Middleton. That's Wednesday, October 12th in the evening, 4:30 is the start time, but you can show up a little later than that. Event time, there's more info at the Dane by Local webpage at danebylocal.com. So that is the Local Biz Awards, which, by the way, Devil Radio was a winner of an award last year, so pretty cool. Devil Radio was recognized at the Dane by Local Biz Awards for 2021. And we'll see who wins in 2022. It's going to be fun. There's a lot of nominations, a lot of nominees there. A presenting sponsor of that event is Boardman & Clark, the attorney law firm here in Madison. So much good work Boardman & Clark does, and we're looking to have them on an upcoming show sometime to support local businesses, local nonprofits, be a resource for Dane by Local and others. So it's a lot of fun to have them involved in events like the Dane by Local Biz Awards on October 12th. So you got the car show next Saturday, the October 12th Local Biz Awards, and next week, in a couple days, Tuesday morning, over at the Dane County Humane Society, we're going to have the Dane by Local Breakfast, which features, coming up here, which features the Empowered Caregivers. So we're going to hear from them at that event. And we're going to talk with Liza about that event and about the Empowered Caregivers show on the other side of the break. I'm glad you're here this morning. We'll catch you in a minute or two. Enjoy a little more Huey in the news. Welcome back to the final segment here of Let's Get Local on this Saturday, September 10th, day after my daughter's birthday. She just turned 12 yesterday. Lots of smiles on her face for that. 1 year closer to being a teenager, and we're going to talk with Liza now, who knows all about handling teenagers and some other things as well. Liza Hellenbrand over with the Empowered Caregiver Community. Her and Kristen host the show here, and they're going to be featured on Dane by Local Breakfast coming up. So all kinds of reasons to talk with you, Liza. How are you today?
Good, good. How are you?
Hey, great. Thanks for coming on the show. First off, for listeners of our program, and maybe they haven't caught your program yet, tell them about the Empowered Caregiver Show.
The Empower Caregiver Show is relatively new. We've been on about 6 months, and it is a show that we created to help support and uplift primarily unpaid family caregivers.
Yeah, it's, I think, an important overlooked thing. Let's call it that, an overlooked thing in our society. I think it's there's obviously so many people that are in a situation like that where they need to provide care for a family member or for a friend or whoever that you're committed to. And like you said, so many people are doing that unpaid on top of everything else they're doing in their life. And that can put a strain on anybody, regardless of what your personality is like, regardless of what your outlook is like and how much you can handle kind of juggling a bunch of things. That on top of everything else can really put a strain on you.
It really can. And I don't think a lot of people realize, you know, not only a physical strain, it can, emotional, financial, you know, it really impacts all areas of your life. And it really goes, I think, unnoticed. A lot of people are a little nervous about, feeling like they're trying to seek pity, or, they want to be strong, they can handle it all. But it is a very encompassing task. And, there's different degrees in which people need to be involved. For some people, it's a full-time job. And there's not a whole lot of support and resources out there for the caregiver.
Liza and Kristen host the Empowered Caregiver Show that we're just kind of talking about. Liza, tell people a little bit more. You've had a lot of different guests on, bringing different perspectives to that program. Tell us about some of those guests and how you get them involved and connect to other resources. Because I know that's, I'll give a little backstory on that. You and your connection, why you started this show in the first place, and how connecting to resources is so important.
Yeah, you bet. So I have an adult son with autism. And so, during his formative years, my life pretty much revolved around him and his schedule and, making sure that his needs got met. So we have a nice productive member in society when he grows up. And, he's going off to college. So he's doing his part. But I realized that, the toll that it took on me and my family and my ability to develop a professional career and, do some of the other things that I wanted to do had to be put on the back burner. And I don't regret any of it, but, it's something that a lot of us go through. In fact, 1 in 5 people in America are a family caregiver. And there's a saying that either you're going to be one, you are one, or you're going to need one. It's going to impact everybody at some point in their life. And that could be caring for, elderly parents, a sibling, a child, a veteran. There's many different forms of caregiving. So our show is really meant to educate and support caregivers. We try to take different approaches on that. We've had lots of national guests and authors that have wrote books on this and really trying to spread their personal message. We also have a handful of local resources that we like to be able to let folks know that are out there. Like the VA hospital has a wonderful program for caregivers, and the Alzheimer's Alliance also does a wonderful job. We've had Gilda's Club and Love Inc. and a handful of other local resources that really put caregivers in their mission. And a lot of people mention caregivers, but when you go on their website and start digging around, there's not a lot there. So we want to let listeners know about the local resources that are there to help them. And then also, do some advocacy work. We look forward to having more lawmakers and people from the Wisconsin Board for People with Developmental Disabilities specifically is doing a lot of work to support caregivers and, trying to make some political changes to see that they're supported and their needs are getting met.
I think it comes at such an important time. I mean, on top of what you just mentioned about, people with disabilities needing more support and people who are supporting them needing that support, our population is aging. I mean, I'm looking at the situation. My parents are in their 70s. So many people are facing that, and such a big aging population. Who's going to take care of all of them when they need it? And what resources will we have as a family member to assist us in that?
Exactly. I mean, and there's a lot of people that are going to be doing what's called the sandwich caregiving, where they're caring for people older and caring people for that are younger, children or siblings, spouses. And I think there is a lot of room for improvement and change. There is the RAISE Family Caregiver Council that's on a federal level that was put out there that had some great recommendations. It's everything in politics and government is very slow moving. And so we need to, kind of come together and advocate as a group to make some of these changes happen. They just, unfortunately, as we know, just don't always happen on on their own. So getting these people together and seeing what can be done so that this can be sustainable, because that's the biggest thing. Our current system and our current approach of, you know, suffering in silence and figuring it out on your own it's just not sustainable for many folks.
Another angle to this, and I think is an important factor to look at, is everyone's talking about the incredibly low unemployment rate and businesses looking for workers. I don't know if there have been studies or if there's a lot of good information out there on how many of these workers, part of the reason they're staying out of the full-time workforce, are going to work at a location business where people need to be in the physical building to do the job. Is because they're caregivers too. Like, that's on their plate and they can't juggle it all.
Yes. And COVID, you know, really put that message loud and clear. You know, when people couldn't go into the workplace, or they needed to go in the workplace, but they couldn't because they had somebody at home that they were caring for. And those paid caregivers, or the places that these people went during the day so that the caregiver could go off to work, well, they were closed as well. So it really put people in a pickle. And I don't think people realize, you know, when we're talking about the great exodus in the workforce, that a lot of those people were caregivers because it was just too hard to manage both roles. And it's really a shame, because I think caregivers have a lot to bring to the workplace. My partner in this, Kristen Voss, and I would like to be able to go into businesses and help bring awareness, and then also provide some solutions on what they can do. Because I think a lot of caregivers get nervous. Oh, they don't want their employer to know what they're dealing with at home. They don't want it to look bad. You know, they don't want to be seen unreliable or undependable. But the fact of the matter is caregivers bring tons of great skills to the workplace. I mean, talk about a person that has to wear many hats, has to manage schedules, has to manage complex systems like governmental systems and medical systems, you know, has to have wonderful communication skills. They're dealing with a whole array of providers and school districts. You know, they bring a lot of skills and assets to the table as far as being an employer goes. And I think we need to shed some light on that and recognize that and look, you know, as a society in the workplace, what can we do to support these great individuals that are, you know, have the ability to kind of do it all?
On top of that, the burnout for paid caregivers is extremely high, and that's a whole nother side of the coin. So there's a shortage there. They don't get paid enough. So we got to find some answers. And so we're looking to Liza and Kristen for some of those answers. Liza, you are going to be at the Dane by Local Breakfast on Tuesday morning, presenting with Kristen. So tell us, give us a little teaser. We got about a minute and a half here. Give us a quick teaser about what we should expect to hear from you on Tuesday.
Sure. Well, I think that the step one is the awareness. You know, I think back to my son's journey with autism, and it all started with autism awareness, awareness, awareness. We had all of that for years, and now we're all really, really aware, unless you've been in a coma. So we're going to bring, you know, we want to bring awareness to the situation, to what they're going through, and then also let people know what they can do to support. You know, how can you help this population? So hopefully we want to bring some awareness, and we want to bring some solutions so we can come up with some win-win for everyone.
We're looking forward to talking with Liza, hearing from you and Kristen on Tuesday at the Dane County Humane Society. It's a fun event, Dane by Local Breakfast on Tuesday morning. Liza, thanks for your time. Thanks for what you do, and appreciate you being a guest on today's show.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
That's another episode of Let's Get Local, everybody. Thanks for being along for the ride. Take care of yourselves. Be good. Stay good. And remember, go local, buy local, be local. Outside the Pizza Box is up next.